Yeah.
You ready, motherfucker?
Ready, motherfucker?
We gon' kill your ass.
Kill your ass.
I'm ready.
As I grab the Glock, put it to your headpiece. One in the chamber, the safety is off. Release straight at your dome homes. I wanna see cabbage. He's small the savage, doing your brain cells much damage. Teflon is the material for the imperial. Mike Ripper, girl stripper, the Henny sipper. I drop lyrics off and on like a light switch. Quick to grab the right bitch and make her drive the cue. 45 blocks and texts are expected when I wreck shit. Respect is collected, so check it.
I gotta jump in, I was waiting on the hook, but this shit can go on and on and on. Hey, I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Deep into my grave, G. I'm ready to die. Tim Miller.
And sitting in with us today, we have Mr. That's your part.
Oh, all right. I'm the happy Buddha, Jeff Hughes.
We have three guys on, plus one. Welcome back.
It's a happy song.
He was listening like I was.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm ready.
Man, Biggie, man.
All of our heads were bobbing and Andy was standing up dancing.
I was.
If y'all could have a camera, y'all could see the shit Andy does on the music.
Yep.
Well, there happens to be four right now. So
put your dick away, Andy.
Hey, y'all ain't tell me, is that gonna be that kind of show?
Yeah. See all of us doing a little jam and then Andy's kinda like, doing the nubs. Meanwhile, we're like going buck wild. Shit falling on the floor, and we're
we don't care.
It's like the DJ Shadow up in here.
Yep.
Yeah. Welcome back, people. Hope you're enjoying your Thursday. Is it going good for you? Is it? Don't you hate that fucking cubicle? Don't you hate that? Do you want to say where you work at, Jeff?
Somebody
walk
by.
Are you in a cubicle?
I'm in a cubicle. My day job is actually I'm an IT project manager. My company got sort of. I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm going to just put that out front. But my company is notorious because we were the ones that did the healthcare.gov website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Still not living that one down.
Point to the camera right there.
You're welcome, America.
Yeah.
I had nothing what to do with that.
Yeah. Well, no one who still works there had anything.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Oh, you'd be surprised when government contract.
That's true.
But, you know, enough about that.
Listen, I broke it. I can fix it.
Exactly.
That's what I meant on the other podcast when I said I might not have a job. Because I'm a government contractor as well. And our contract is ending.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of, hey, boss. you like my dance? Yes, I liked your dancing for the past 4 years. There will be more people in here that I can see dance as well, though.
You know,
maybe
funny?
For cheaper money. Or maybe for cheaper.
I got this new Twitter follower. I've been raising shit out of my emails. I got this new Twitter follower. StopHomophobia.com.
So did I.
Yeah, Twitter follower of mine. How did we?
I think it's a bot.
Did they hear us on the podcast? I'm like, have you not heard me yelling faggot?
Well, that they're going to the source of the problem.
Yeah,
they're trying to literally stop homophobia.
If they get you, that's a big get.
Yeah, I detest homophobia. By the way, I detest any type of phobia, except for the fear of spiders. I endorse that.
Like
that
phobia. You down for arachnophobia? Okay.
I endorse that phobia.
All right.
Yeah, nobody gets hurt in the end of that one.
Well, the spider.
Spider shows up. This song is playing.
usually the spider. Like people can't. We know someone very well who suffers from arachnophobia. I didn't know.
I know someone, yeah.
And he was my roommate. He's terrified.
Oh damn.
Like so they don't get hurt. He's like strips naked if he sees because he feels them on him.
On him.
And
yeah.
He has to like he just starts I'm like, won't you become a stripper?
Damn. Yeah. That could hurt somebody right
there. Spider-Man. Yeah. When's the last time you saw a spider? I was just thinking about this. I haven't seen a spider literally in years.
That's kind of scary.
I see spiders a lot.
You
see a little spider web in the corner sometimes? You see a spider?
I have
an actual spider.
Spider.
I have
that is a good
in
question.
My basement.
They're
my,
everywhere too, by the way. I'm like,
my apartment has two levels. It has a ground floor and a basement
that's
level.
Because Andy is balling.
It's all the dancing
so
money.
High.
I get money from dancing.
You know
in the subway.
Balling.
That's why he's not dancing now because he got to save that point.
Yeah, you guys got to pay him? Sometimes in the basement we'll get crickets, which means
spiders
come in, and I don't fuck with spiders because they get rid of the crickets.
Yeah, they kill the crickets.
So you'll see a spider web with like a couple crickets in it. You're like, nice job, spider.
Yeah, good job.
You're keeping this bathroom safe from crickets. I don't have a fear of crickets either. I just would not. I'd rather not have crickets hopping all over the place.
Right.
Crickets make noise.
See, we get
spiders don't make no noise.
Some crickets don't. Yeah. Depends on which kind.
Because I live out in way out in the burbs, I guess, yeah, compared to here. I live out in Herndon, and in my townhouse we get spider crickets. We get these jumping.
Yeah, they jump.
Yeah, the Carl Lewis jumping crickets.
I mean, yeah.
So
they're the worst.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking about getting even though I'm not really a cat person, I'm actually thinking about getting a cat.
I got two.
Because I used to have a roommate that rented the basement downstairs, and she had a cat, and we never had a problem with it.
Yeah. See, cats, it depends on the cat, though.
Okay.
Because I got two cats, but they're both old, so they gave up hunting shit years ago. Now they just sleep. They're like, I don't give a fuck.
I'm out of the game. Yeah.
Hey. I'll get if you get a kitten,
I don't know if you
a murderous.
I don't know if you know.
Young, something to prove.
Young, yeah.
I don't shine shoes anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard.
You've been gone a long time.
You've been gone a long time.
I don't kill crickets anymore.
I don't kill crickets no more. Here,
so
get somebody else up in.
Then you just got 10 years of cat ownership. With no cricket benefit.
No, you just get rid of the cat. You just get rid of the cat.
I think some cats stay vicious the whole lives. It just depends on the cat.
I need
some
to find that cat.
Yeah, like if you get mice or something, you just like, cat will get them. Don't worry about it.
Someone get young and hungry. That's what
Get a young cat. It's full of energy.
A friend of mine is Lou. I think her cat is dying. And she told me, and I'm like, I didn't know how to.
Right.
Because the way she said it, the way she said it, it was like family, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty. I'm trying to be like.
Right. Are you trying to feel for her?
Well, you know, you ask the questions like, well, when's the last time that I remember when she was first, I first got her, and. How did you get her? Well, I got her through a friend, and then my friend died.
Oh,
God.
There's a lot of backstory.
Oh, God.
Then I got over that. But anyway, the cat part.
Cat saved my life. I'm like, okay, look. We just
met. Cat saved your life.
Yeah. We just met, okay?
Let me put that car in that commercial. We've been through three boyfriends.
Well, so that George Carlin.
Four moves.
Quote.
Jesus.
George Carlin had a line. Pets are just little tragedies waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Every 10 years or so.
Yeah. You guys know how I feel about my pets are my children people.
It's worse than you think.
You know, I know how bad it is. I live in Arlington.
Yeah. There are people who refer to their animals as their fur kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you want to go further, the more extreme people refer to their animals as fur kids and their children as skin kids.
Oh,
I've heard the term skin kids.
Oh, my. I've not heard that.
Yeah. It's rare. That's even further.
If I heard somebody say that, my hand would itch to slap. My palm would immediately start itching. Like, slap the shit out of her. That would be going in my head. Like, slap the shit out of her.
Those are my skin kids and this is my fur kids.
God, what kind of man stands next to a woman like that, just nods his head.
Usually it's women when they don't have a man.
We could qualify that, right?
Stand next to
They have skin because they had a man.
I was just talking to Jimmy Merritt about this yesterday because he's got a little girl now trying to raise a daughter. Jimmy Merritt, and he was saying, we were talking about the thing of parents let their children pick their own clothes out.
Yeah.
Because his wife had told me that. I trained his wife briefly in boxing. And she had told me that I don't think it'd be a problem if children pick, because she had come in with, I had her doing push-ups literally right there.
Yeah.
And Ava was like, oh, I said, I'll come get something for you in a little bit to get some clothes on. And she was like, you'll let her pick out her clothes? I would let my child pick
How
out
old
her clothes.
Was Ava?
This was
like
before she was pregnant.
Old?
She was like four, maybe. Huh. She was like, I would let my child pick out her clothes. I said, you trust a 5, 6, 7 years old to pick out their clothes?
Yeah. You let them do it once or twice to see if they are good.
Yeah. No, what you do is you pick out two outfits and you lay them on the bed and you say, pick one of those.
Well, outfit? I mean, she might choose to wear string cheese.
Yeah.
She might not even have clothes.
Why would you think a fucking 7-year-old, first of all, they're going to choose wrong. They know nothing about climate.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about.
They haven't checked the weather.
They don't know how to look at their look at an app on the phone to see what the weather's like. Yeah, they don't even know about putting a hand on the window. You know about putting your hand on the window? Is it cold outside? Yeah. I put my hand on the window to see. They don't even know about that. And you trust them to pick their clothes out?
Right.
Well, I don't want to stifle their creativity. No, you want them walking around in fucking flip flops.
Mm-hmm. Give them creativity in other areas. Their clothes. This is utilities. Yeah,
you can be creative
without the frostbite.
Yeah.
Well, no way.
That's probably one of those things she had to learn once she had the kid.
Well, now they have a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a baby.
Skin kid.
And Jimmy was like, that's not happening. that's not happening. It becomes different. The first time your child has a cold, you're like, oh, that's not happening. I'm doing this shit again. Right. I'm doing this shit again. You look at the other parent with suspicion. Like, did you put lotion on her?
What'd you do?
Shit like that starts. Did you put lotion on her?
You didn't put lotion on the legs. You didn't put lotion on the ankles. Damn.
I talk about that. I talk about it on stage. That's my problem with my wife's whiteness.
Yeah.
Her lotion application to my daughter is a problem with my wife's whiteness.
But she's
that's
a woman.
A
women
problem.
Even white women love lotion.
No.
No, they don't.
You'd be no.
Surprised,
no. No. There's three black people here telling you this.
Well, it's my wife uses a lot of lotion.
Not a lot to you.
Speaking of lotion,
that's the thing.
This would be a perfect.
It would be a
episode
bam.
to throw right here.
Redacted.
Upcoming sponsorships.
We will have an upcoming sponsorship with a lotion. With a skincare provider.
Skincare provider.
But we're in the process of working that out. And this
but
would
this
be
conversation
spot.
Will be. It is. I've noticed with there's only one. One girl I've dated that has white, that has...
So you felt like her lotion was sufficient?
I was like, this right here, this she puts that lotion on. After every single... I put lotion on after every wet encounter. So if I go to the bathroom, wash my hands, lotion on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Take a shower, lotion on body. Body. Not face, hands, and leg. Body.
Right.
Whole body, because you get itchy. It's cold
in the winter.
In the winter, in the summer too.
Let me tell you what I'm doing now is I got the Vaseline with the cocoa butter in it now.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
The tub.
Yeah.
Okay. After you finish taking a shower, while you're wet, slather that shit
slather
all over
it
you,
on, and then when it dries,
off,
yeah,
and then when dry it dries off, and that shit is in your skin.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing now.
So you guys are basically between rounds of a boxing match after every shower,
pretty
just
much
slathering on.
You got to do it.
You got to do it, man.
Do it, man.
Got to do it, or you will walk around itching.
You will be
all
itchy.
Day.
I know the part of my body. I always know. I'm like, shit. I missed the back of my leg. I can feel the itch right there.
Yeah,
I can feel it.
Yeah, you were walking around itching all day. I ain't doing that. And I ain't sending my child to school scratching all the goddamn day. I ain't
scratching
doing that.
Just ashy.
I ain't doing that.
Does your daughter have lice?
That's, oh, my God. Let me tell you about. Let me tell you the lice story.
Oh.
There's a lice story?
My wife's friend that they walked to school with.
Are we going to make this a parenting?
For Gregorio?
Trying to raise
for
a daughter.
Gregorio?
Trying to delouse
my wife's
a daughter.
Friend. No, it's just a thing as far as, again, the liberals, as I'm doing the air quotes.
We need to raise a far left song.
Liberals.
And not a common song, though?
They walk to school. They walk them to school, right?
I noticed the little
boy, Lucas. He has no hair.
Okay.
He's a little Jewish. They're Jewish. He had a full, like, Jufro.
Cut it off.
Oh, they cut
his
hair.
Crazy Jufro. Okay. He has no hair. I rub his head. It's cold. I rub his head. I'm like, hey, man, they cut all your hair off. He's two. He's in second grade. He doesn't give a shit. He's like, right. And then the mother, Rachel, goes, yeah, he had lice. I said, where did he get lice? His sister brought it home from the daycare.
Right. Okay. That's where
they didn't cut all her hair off, but she had a full head of hair. They had to cut it down to get to the lice.
Right.
She was like, it is way more horrific than you've ever thought.
So he has like,
really?
Lice. She was like, you got to take all the sheets stripped. All the beds stripped.
What kind of
everything.
Lice was this?
You got it. That's just what you have to do with lice.
Right.
I had lice when I was a kid.
You got to strip everything down. You got to wash all the sheets.
We didn't do all that.
Do all this. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what they
maybe
recommend.
Maybe this is some
do.
Kind of super bug lice.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had.
When I was a kid, I got it from school, and it was just this special like shampoo. Like they it was like a medicated thing.
Yeah.
On a comb, and they comb it through.
Yeah.
And then like 3-4 days later. There was no like burning of the sheets.
That's to get the rid out. Mm-hmm. That's to get the nits out. So here's what. So when he went, he was scratching his head, and he went to the nurses. I sent him to the nurse's office, the teacher. looked at his head, saw that it was lice, called Rachel, and were like, hey, your son has lice. She was like, oh, you need me to come get him? No, we sent him back to class. She was like, bitch, what? You sent him back to class? Yeah, we sent him back to class. Shouldn't I come get him? No, it'll be fine. We just send him back to class.
What?
Why?
Like, wow.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy? We sent him back to class, and we told him to rub his head on other kids. Basically, it's what the fuck you're telling me. You know how many discussions I've had with my baby about, listen, don't put anybody's hat on your head,
yeah.
And don't let anybody put their hat on your head. Why, Daddy? Bugs. That's why.
Right.
Bugs.
Little crawly bugs.
Mm. Bugs.
She has a lot of hair to shave. Yeah.
Yes.
That you would have to make it disgusting for her to do it?
Devastated if we had to. Her mother would be.
Cut her hair.
Yeah. If we had to take all her hair off her head.
Yeah, she has
so
a lot
now,
of hair too.
Also, she has a very itchy scalp. Because she has black people's skin. This right. is what I was trying to explain to my white wife.
White people don't have
she
that
has
problem.
Black people's skin, so she has an itchy scalp. So after we wash her hair, I have to sit on the floor. Can't have my wife do this because she don't get the patience for it. I got to grease her scalp.
Yeah.
Anybody black knows what that is.
Yeah.
You sit her on the floor, you part the hair, you put the scalp, put the grease on the scalp.
Right.
So I can look at her scalp like, are you fucking loose on your yeah. goddamn scalp? Every couple of days, I sit down on the floor and have to do that. We're watching TV, you know, which would be another good trying to raise a daughter.
Trying to raise a daughter.
But it's long. Greasing her scalp takes a long time.
But does she, okay, so, because, you know, we don't generally get lice.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I was in school, I went to Catholic school.
By we, he means black
people. By yeah. black people. Because when I was in school, like, they would have lice checks in school, and the teacher would be like, go on. I know you're
yeah.
Yeah. So is she, I guess if you put
she has fine hair.
I wanted lice.
She has fine hair at the roots. And okay. That could be part of it
when
why
I was around
you
I
don't
was
really
white
hear
kids.
About black people having lice because black people have kinkier, more coarse hair. Maybe right. the lice can't fuck with black hair.
Lice don't want to go through that. Older lice tell younger lice, don't you mess with them black kids' hair. Why, mama, is hair, ain't it?
The older lice.
Don't do it.
The older lice walks into his kid's bedroom and like, what's that Bobby Brown poster doing up?
Yeah, we're leaving.
Stay
here.
Away from those black
yeah.
yeah, we're leaving.
Young
here.
Lice.
Dad, let's go. Can we go watch Ghostbusters 2? Shut up, boy. Well, I guess we're gonna have to take a. I like how she comes in at the perfect
yeah.
moment.
Yeah, at the perfect yeah. moment.
Just trying
so,
to raise a daughter.
So, like, the ends of her hair are very kinky.
But maybe
the scalp is very dry.
Maybe she's
but her
black
hair
enough to not get lice. Gone. You know?
I don't want to fucking chance it. And right. I don't want nurses sending kids back
she
into the
have
fucking
kinky
school
hair.
Population.
Yeah. She doesn't have real
to get lice.
Hair. She doesn't have real coarse hair, so I think she might get it. She might be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like my little one. I think she'll be the same one.
She's her hair's susceptible.
Her hair is pretty straight, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I thought lice was like, cuz it's not like chicken pox where everyone should get it.
Like, so that you don't get it. You just keep getting lice.
Yeah, lice is not like that. It's like you don't develop an immunity to lice.
Right. I'm surprised they sent her back.
Just sent him back. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Rachel was pissed. She was like, I should have came in. She was like, why wouldn't you want me to come get him?
Hey.
You know? I was like, bitch, you should have went and gotten me goddamn self.
I don't know.
You're fucking typhoid married lice child here. Lice Lucas is fucking spreading this shit.
Little white lice.
Yeah, that's surprising.
I did that joke last night about the black children adopted by white kids in this. Two of her friends are adopted by white families. Two of her little black friends adopted by white families.
Interesting.
Yeah. You see that a lot in Arlington. Asian kids, black kids.
Right.
There's a little black boy.
Black
I look at that boy so much, I'm like,
what country is he from?
I don't care. He lives in America now. I'm like, please let me talk to the boy.
I'm just wondering about the adoption process.
Oh, what do you mean? What's his problem? His hair?
It's like, no, not hair, because they got him. They just cut it down. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
They cut it down. So I'm like, are you teaching him the things he needs to know as far as interacting in this society?
Mm. No, that's the thing. He might be okay.
He's going to fucking die.
No, he might be okay now.
Now. You got to start teaching him now.
No.
You got to start teaching him now.
You don't have to do that anymore. Yeah, you don't have to do that anymore.
You'll get people killed.
You don't have to do that anymore. Let me tell you why.
You'll get people to, officer, I can say something, officer.
Let me tell you why.
Trump kind of thinking too.
There is no, because there's no more pure blood super duper. My daughter's mixed. Your daughter's mixed. There's a lot more of a lot more mixing.
This boy is full black.
No. But what I mean is,
you
as
got
far
to
as
tell
the
him
society
what can
rules.
Happen to him as far as police. Until that shit changes,
okay,
as far
well,
as
police, that's different.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was gonna say you can't rule that out.
police is different.
Like, are you? Right. And they don't have any. Mm-hmm. When you have a white person in your life for a long period of time, you come to realize that it's not that you don't.
Yeah, Michelle Beadle.
It's not that you don't use Michelle Beadle. It's not that you don't care about this shit. You just have no frame of reference.
Right.
It doesn't even occur to you that this might happen.
Yeah.
And then when it does happen, you're stunned and amazed. How could that possibly happen to my son? I raised him in this wonderful community, and he speaks so well.
Right.
He speaks so well.
But he's ashy. Why is he so ashy?
What offends me is, all right, there's one thing when you see that naivete in, you know, white people that wouldn't experience that. But, like, I forget the dude's name, but he wrote this book called, like, Our Kind of People. Really bougie black dude. And he wrote this article in the Post probably a couple months ago. And a lot of people post about it on Facebook. But basically, like, you know, his son went to this really...
Oh, yeah.
Went to this private school up in New England. And,
he went to Yale.
Okay.
And he was in Yale.
Yeah. And somebody called him the N-word. It's like, you know, and he was so horrified.
We did everything we could.
I read that.
Basically.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he said. So he was like, we did everything to make sure he wouldn't be a part of this. And he was still...
And of course.
Well, I think he was trying to shed light on the narrative, which is that...
And good for him for doing
which
that.
Which is that, you know, people say, oh, the problem is not enough black fathers and not enough personal responsibility. And he's like, no, we did all the things you say are the problem.
Yeah. Right.
And it's still a problem. Yeah. I think he wasn't trying to say, like, I was naive. I mean, he said that a little bit, but he just said, all these things that people say, if only the black community did this would go away, didn't work. That was his whole point.
He was also trying to say he did have a little bit of naivete about it because
he thought that worked.
Into the narrative of it.
Yeah.
But
well,
this
will keep him
safe. Everything
he
did everything he could do except kept him away from racist white people.
Yeah.
That one little mistake. That'll cost you. You got to watch it with that shit. Sometimes,
school,
you know, you don't know.
School nurse
was
like,
I forgot something.
School nurse was like, we got, your son has racism. We're going to put him in the classroom.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let him rub his head on people.
You can't separate him? No, he's just going
to
be
there. No.
Put him over there like a zombie from... where they just walk by you. They walk by you if you're sick.
Yeah, World War Z.
Yeah.
That's the best. Have you seen World War Z?
It was pretty good.
I thought the best part was where he trips the machine, the Coke machine, and all the Cokes fall out, and they just run at him and they break around him.
Yeah.
That to me was the best scene. Other than that, I was like, wow, this movie's stupid.
Yeah. It was all right. It was a classic Saturday afternoon.
Again, am I paying money for this?
Yes.
Or am I sitting on my couch watching it?
Yeah, I watched it on Netflix.
Yeah, see?
I was like, oh, shit.
World War Z. I watched it on Netflix, too. I had a discussion with Jimmy last night about Jupiter Ascending. Ugh.
I think House of Cards 3, speaking of Netflix, comes next week.
This week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the end of this week, the 27th.
I'm doing Luther right now.
I heard that's good. I mean, I love Idris Elba.
It's real damn good. When you watch Luther, you see... what a good actor he is when he's not fucking around. And not that he's not a good actor already, but when he can just speak in his own accent.
Right.
He's, you know. Also, you see how fucking big he is.
He's a big guy.
Mm-hmm. He's a big guy. You know. But it's good. You'll like it.
All right.
Luther's really good. Sorry, the first one. Also, do Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah. I did Black Mirror.
I heard Black Mirror's good.
What was your favorite one of the first season?
Well, the very first one is amazing.
Pigfucker?
Yeah.
Pigfucker.
That was pretty amazing. I mean,
I liked Memories.
Memories was really good.
I liked Memories because that dude fucking, he was not going to be swayed. He was like, I know something is happening.
Yep.
You know.
Damn, there's so many good, like.
I didn't like the one with the American Idol thing and then ride the bike, get money.
Have you seen any of the second season?
Oh, not yet.
Okay, then we'll, because there's one that I really. Where it ends was totally not where I thought it was in the beginning. It's like, I'm glad you have to see it. I won't do it.
Okay.
And I haven't seen the one yet with John Hamm. You have to like they show that over Christmas. It's new.
By the way, they're gonna make Black Mirror. Have you seen any of Black Mirrors?
No, I gotta watch more Netflix.
They're good.
Are there not three There's only three episodes.
It's per season. British only do six, maybe six, seven episodes. They only have three for this. Yeah. But they're remaking it for America. I'm like, you know, you could just show the shit on American television. You could just do that because, I don't know if you know this, but they're speaking English.
Exactly.
They're not going to do
so,
that.
You could just do that.
They have to have American
Well,
TV.
House of Cards is based on a British show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like, from like 20 years ago.
Right. They're going to fuck up Black Mirror. They're going
to
fuck it up.
Yeah, because they'll get like Michael Mann or somebody to produce that shit.
Yeah, the soundtrack will be all weird. You know, some shit like
that.
So
what's the thought? What is the thing about
Black Mirror? It's like
Twilight
Zone.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're like Twilight Zones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're just a bunch of Twilight Zone episodes.
So it's not one episode has like three things in it.
Well, the one I liked. No. 48
minutes?
They just focus on one thing. The one I liked was...
One story.
The mirrors. The memories where you have a chip in your neck.
Don't tell me the thing.
It's just you have a chip in your neck and all your memories are going into that chip.
The entire history of you.
You can relive those memories anytime you want. Right. You can look at them through your eyes or you can put them onto a television.
Right.
So you can relive your memories.
And the one I like.
It was perfect because when you see the story, you're like, this is fucking golden.
Yeah.
This is fucking golden. Because you can relive any of your memories involving anything. There's no thing of hey, that thing you remember. No, you fucking know it.
Right.
You just go back to the catalog and you look at it.
Yeah.
You know.
Huh.
Yeah, most of them are about some aspect of technology gone haywire, gone wrong. My favorite one of that season, I like them all, but my favorite one of that first season is the very first one where...
Pigfucker?
Yeah, Pigfucker. Basically, so I'll give you the premise, but it doesn't spoil anything.
I'm still going to watch it.
So
you can spoil it.
There's a woman...
Well, maybe not. Don't spoil it for them.
That's basically based on... What's the princess's name? Princess Kate.
Okay. Yeah.
And she gets kidnapped.
Middleton.
And... The kidnappers' ransom demands are not money, not, you know, basically turn over some of the hostage, everything. The prime minister has to go on TV
and bang a pig
and fuck a pig.
Oh, okay,
pig fucker.
But does he? Can they? Are they cursing?
Not gonna tell you no more. You just watch it.
Yeah,
but that's the premise of it.
And what I loved about it as an improviser, a live pig. Okay. Got to be a live pig. What I loved about it as an improviser. Is, you know, because number one, they didn't play it for laughs, but they kind of like you always hear it as an improviser or as an actor in general, play it real. Like, what would so and so react if that was based on how they were told what to do? It was like one of the best examples. If I was teaching an acting class or something like that, that would be the best example. Okay, you got this weird ass premise, but everybody basically play. Okay, this is what would happen if such that. How would so and so react? Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The actual show is a treaty on our. Our news culture right now, YouTube, because everything was on YouTube.
Everybody was going
to YouTube to watch.
So it's about technology.
Yeah, it's about technology, about the media, about the media's role in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things happening in the episode.
Yeah,
based around you need to fuck this pig or you can't have her back.
Yeah,
right. We'll kill her if you don't fuck this pig.
Political culture. Wow. It was it was
politics. Right. There's a lot of.
Well, it seems that he hasn't fucked the pig.
Yeah.
Can we say it's fuck? Yet? Can we fuck. Say it yet?
I'm trying to.
It was. It's a well done show. They would unfortunately, unless you're talking about like HBO or something like that, they would
it's
never do something
get
like
big.
That.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Really?
You don't think HBO would do it?
HBO
could do it.
Oh, okay.
Showtime would be perfect. Get on board.
NBC wouldn't do it.
Oh, no.
Well, now they're going to
It wouldn't
try,
be good if they
It's not going to be as good. It wouldn't be good if they did.
There's
so many areas they can go into.
Maybe AMC or one of those upstart ones would do it.
FX. FXXXXXXX.
FXXXXX.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to read Monique's email?
Yes.
Monique.
Moni Love.
Hey, 3GO. Now you know I love y'all like cooked food.
Ah, well, that's a lot of love right there.
Yeah,
was it cooked chicken, Moni?
Tim Miller is back.
Ass.
Tim Miller is back like cooked crack.
Jesus.
Is crack back? He lives. About 4 exclamation points. I had to catch up on a few episodes, been meaning to email y'all, but I'm a Negro and I get sidetracked easily. LOL.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
You could have just said you were busy putting on lotion.
Yeah, you could have.
By the way, the episodes with Petey and Haywood were gold, always enjoyable. Oh, yeah, Randolph. I worked at Wendy's for like 4 months when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
1995, that was a good year. LOL. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was all of the Biggie size fries and Dr. Peppers. Mm-hmm. So much greed and contributions to future obesity.
But did you have a super bar, though?
The salad bar? Something
about the, or the super bar, the not a salad bar.
I'm sorry.
Super bar.
It's different?
Pasta.
Wendy's had a super bar?
Super bar. You could get a super bar. It was just a long salad bar, but they had pasta on it.
Yeah.
But you know what the bread for it was? What? It was, you would take a bun, the top of a bun.
Oh, you chop it off.
You take the top of the bun and you'd put this Parmesan sauce on it and you would just grill it. That was the bread. Cut it in half.
Yeah.
We were just talking last night about how food companies do that shit. I ain't wasting these. We ain't wasting this spoiled bread. Put this shit.
All the whole shit.
Put some shit on there and put that in the thing and grill it up.
Oh, we're offering now a new thing. It's not new. It's just the old shit. Put it in the bag.
They don't want to throw away.
Where do you think that meat and the chili came from?
I told you that. It's just overdone meat that they don't want to throw away. You put it in a bucket.
Yeah.
Chop it up with the two spatulas. Throw it in that tomato sauce, chili.
And now we got chili.
When I worked at Popeye, someone applied once. And you know, you can put the position desired on the application, and they put salad bar. We don't fucking have a salad bar. You were in here. You walked in here. There's no salad bar.
Do you see a salad bar? Do you see one?
I want to start one.
There's no salad at Popeye.
Yeah.
I want to reward my entrepreneurial spirit.
Monique says, it makes me think of your indignancy at your ex and her friend making those ice cream sandwiches, LOL. Episode 443, if Kevin Hart had elbowed Monet Davis or trash-talked her, I would have laughed my ass off. And I'm trying to raise a daughter, too, LOL.
You would have. Yeah. America wouldn't have.
No.
She's trying to raise a daughter. No, it would have been a scandal.
Yeah.
What do you all think of Kevin Hart's trajectory? Do you all think he ended up taking Cat Williams' shot because Cat started kirking out the past 3 or 4 years? I don't know about that.
I don't know if he didn't.
Cat Williams is not as mainstream.
I was going to say
He didn't take anything from Cat Williams.
No, I think he's just
Cat Williams.
They would have coexisted.
They're in different lanes.
They would have coexisted.
They would have coexisted. There's a lot of hate coming from Mike Epps now that I've heard.
Well, yeah, he's insecure.
But that's Mike Epps' insecurity. So whenever I hear comics talking about, hey, Mike Epps said this about Kevin Hart, I'm like, oh, so?
So? If there was an award show for comedy, Mike Epps would be the one who gets on stage and takes the award away.
Yeah.
Like the Kanye
He'd
style.
He'd be the Kanye.
Yeah. Okay. Monique says, fuck Apple, Rhubarb, Sweet Potato, and Pumpkin Pie as a group, record label, and crew.
Damn.
Gross. Really? Big... All that?
All of that for real?
Apple pie's not bad.
No,
Apple pie's pretty good.
Pumpkin
is disgusting.
She
don't like pumpkin?
She doesn't like sweet potato either, though. She doesn't
I'm sorry.
I don't like sweet potato. It's all pumpkin. Because I got that white girl. That's what they'll tell you. You're the white wavy.
Monique says, give me some yellow cake with white icing.
See, that's not a flavor.
You know what? I like yellow cake with white icing. I also like
this is vanilla.
It's not a flavor.
Yellow cake with chocolate icing.
That's way better. You got to add chocolate in
there.
Episode 444, that fucking Praz is responsible for that trash-ass ghetto superstar. So, Andy, you're saying the Praz was the Mike Bivens and Ronnie DeVoe of the Fugees, LMAO. I think Mike Bivens was the handle the business guy more.
Right.
Yeah,
because he's not that great a singer.
It is always the handle business guy. There was a guy in Backstreet Boys who was the handle the business guy. And probably NSYNC, too. I remember it was either Backstreet Boys or NSYNC where they were talking to them, and they were like, yeah, he's good with the business, man. Like, if you ask me what city we're going to be in tomorrow, I don't know. He knows. Like, that's his talent.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's in the back like, no girls are talking to me. It's Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, you got to have something to do with the people that can't actually sing.
Yeah. Either they're good with the fans or they handle the business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Monique continues, yes, Andy, with the game winning line, trying to claim a daughter. I'm talking about tax fraud. tax refund time is a beautiful time of year. Randolph, you know them same hood motherfuckers claiming people's kids be getting audited too, right?
I had a cousin that did it. He's fine.
maybe
I had a cousin that did it. Claimed two girls, got $1,500, bought a used car.
Not Damn. Fine anymore. You just called him out.
I know.
Yeah,
he didn't say the name.
I got lots of cousins. Yeah. Run the list. Run the numbers.
Brian Williams can't get away with that shit. Kwame Kilpatrick got in trouble for lying his ass off as a mayor of Detroit.
Yeah, he did.
Is it because he's black? LOL. What say you?
He's in jail now.
I think it was more than just black. He did more than just lie, too.
Yeah. He lied and embezzled.
And
he did
shit.
Some money stuff, too.
He did that Ray Nagin shit. He did a lot of stuff.
You can't lie. You lie about the girlfriend. Yeah. But you can't do the money stuff.
Dude. Lying was the least of his problems.
Good right. Lord.
And I mean, I wouldn't say Brian Williams didn't get in trouble.
Oh, he got in trouble.
Yeah. I know it's supposed to be, what, 6 months has passed. I don't think he's coming back.
6 months without pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If
I don't think he's coming back.
What's
going
to happen when he comes back? Yeah. Is he going to be different now? Is he going to be like, apologize, have a statement?
His daughter's going to be.
She's gonna be doing the news.
Well, she's already doing Defend Daddy tour, and all anybody can talk about is, did you get your ass eaten on HBO?
Did you?
Yes.
What?
Episode on the girls?
The girls, yeah.
Oh, I can't watch it.
And then Monique says, guess what, girls. Randolph? I need dick in my life too.
Need some dick in your life.
We have so much in common.
You need some dick, and you need some dick.
Wait a minute, what's she?
Yeah, doing? Here's the thing, Monique. You can get dick anytime you want it. First of all, probably. I don't need dick in my life. I need some vagina, which I got.
But that's not a song.
I think it's not a song. Secondly, you can get dick anytime you want it. Know that.
I think the problem is good dick. I think I've heard women say that a lot. It's like, yeah, I can get it when I can have sex with you right now. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I'll break your fucking back.
The problem, the one of the things that stops me is, will it be good?
Mm. Right.
So, I think women have to deal with that. Is it worth it?
Got to step out on faith.
Yeah. I think they've done that.
Yeah.
I think they usually do. Step out on faith.
Fucking with these young boys.
It's like claiming someone else's kid. You got to step out on faith.
You got to step out on faith.
Sometimes you just got to try it.
Yeah.
Fucking with these young boys.
Monique says, well, who would take Jon Stewart's place on The Daily Show? Bill Maher, only because he's the only other snarky white man I know.
He's got his own show. He's not leaving that show. He has way more edge.
He's not leaving HBO.
Think outside the snarky white man box, Monique.
Yeah, he's got way more edge. Than
people of color.
He's a little too much edge. He's got the chops for it.
Yeah,
that's not a question. Job is Willie. He won't be as funny as Jon Stewart. No. Definitely not. There's no replacement for Jon Stewart. That's going to be as good as him.
Stuff about the stuff he says about religion.
Yeah,
but I'm like, are you? They apply things to him that he's not saying. You know. Which I don't like. I'm like, why are you saying he's? That's not what he said.
He does talk a lot of shit.
You know, that's fine.
About religion.
But it doesn't change the context of what he's saying. It doesn't change what he's saying. You're not listening to the shit he's saying. You're not listening to what he's saying. You're just basing it on he's just talking shit about religion.
Where he loses me, I mean, I like Bill Maher all in all, but he, at least, I haven't watched the show in a little bit, but he used to be one of those anti-vaccination people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And,
fuck you.
Yeah, that's when he kind of went off the reservation for me. Yeah.
So his last thing was
doesn't have kids, does he?
Exactly. I saw him on a thing saying that we don't need to have as I don't know what was it. We don't need to have as many vaccinations as we have, or the vaccinations aren't strong, or something along those lines.
Okay.
Fucking anti-vaxxers. Oh God. Welcome to Arlington.
He's pro-lice.
Keep your fucking anti-vaccinated child away from mine.
Exactly. I'm, you know.
Yeah, so I've said this on a podcast before. One of my wife's friends, her kid ended up with scarlet fever. Scarlet fever. That's the first season of Little House on the Prairie.
That's what I'm saying.
Scarlet fever. What are you doing, little girl?
She's trying to raise a podcast.
She's trying to raise a podcast.
Hey, don't get in front of the lens.
There's a microphone in front of you if you want to talk.
You want to talk?
You want to say something?
Bless you.
Okay, she's going to sneeze at a Tim's mic.
Uh-oh. You going to bust some rounds.
You might not want to sneeze into someone's microphone.
Where are the headphones?
No, don't worry about that. Go, girl.
And she's gone. She's
Jesus Christ.
Does anyone have any hand sanitizer?
Nope.
Now I got to take care of business.
Randall's trying to raise a daughter.
We're trying to raise a daughter.
It's not working right now.
Now
she's being defiant. And she's gone. That wasn't that hard. He just pointed. She walked away. She didn't resist, really.
Mm-mm.
She was just trying to get some attention from her father.
That's, you know.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that in
a minute. Well, not right now. That's Tim's fault for leaving his seat.
There you go.
Me. Pay attention to me.
She probably thought we were done.
She might have thought we were done.
Yeah. Yeah.
She does that. She'll hop on.
When she thinks we're done.
Oh, okay.
We're not done. We're not
done. But she's laying in wait. Like, how does she know Tim even got up? Does she have her own camera?
Scarlet fever.
Does she have access to the feed from Tim's camera?
First season of Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's first season.
It's the one that made her, blind. Made the sister blind. And that shit's going around.
Scarlet fever.
Scarlet fever?
They're doing battlefield amputations.
Yeah,
at, at that preschool now.
Exactly.
Hey, bite down on this. The old scurvy.
Did y'all see, we were talking about movies last week. 50 Shades of Grey came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie where no one at this table is going to go see.
No.
Let's just put that shit out there. Yeah. I'm fine.
What if your wife dragged you to it? Would you go?
I wouldn't go.
I would not go.
There's no dragging me to any. I'm not going. Get one of your girlfriends or one of your gay guy friends and go. You know, you got a couple. Go. Go with them. I'm not going. It's not happening.
It's not for me.
Lolo Jones said,
Lolo Jones,
Shades of Grey.
Sprinter.
Sprinter, virgin.
Bob I was going to say that. Yeah.
Sprinter, virgin.
said, God didn't create sex for that purpose.
This is our Twitter feed.
Speaking on 50 Shades of Grey. Lolo Jones, the Olympic non-gold medalist. And that's kind of snarky.
That's funny.
That is kind of funny.
She was a two-time world champion.
Yeah.
So, isn't a shame to discuss the fact that she's a virgin and also has no problems dishing the high box office grossing movie 50 Shades of Grey, as if that makes it a good movie because it's a high box office grossing movie. Jones doesn't want any part of the movie and recently expressed her views on Twitter. Jones from Twitter. Funny how some people think there's nothing wrong with 50 Shades of Grey. God didn't create sex for that purpose. Watch another movie.
Well, wait a minute.
Wow.
Wait, hold on.
Come on, Lolo.
Hold on.
I think you got to have some sex before you start.
What if?
We talked about that earlier.
What if there was a genre of...
God, she's fine.
A genre,
she's,
see?
Oh,
she's and no one's so ever checked
fine.
Her.
Yeah.
Nobody.
What if there was a genre of porn where married couples were trying to conceive? Can we watch that movie, Lolo? Because God created sex for that reason, right?
That genre of porn is out there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Conception porn.
Whatever you can think of,
exactly.
It's out there.
All right, now, you know, get in the position. The doctor told us the best position.
You know what? I'm not a fan.
The blood's rushing to my head.
Not a fan of old Lolo.
Of Lolo.
She's starting to lose me. I don't. Gosh,
well, no.
Look at that
her
fucking
person,
I don't think
personality.
She's
that face.
Oh. Well, it's nothing to do with. I'm not a big fan of her looks. I'm not a big. She's not. She doesn't do it for me.
I think she's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, I think she's a beautiful woman, but
she's gorgeous. I wouldn't fuck with her. First of all,
that's why
just right off the bat, I'm a virgin. Bye, bitch.
Well, it's that and it's like, what do I have to deal with? Every man asks himself the question, what do I have to deal with to have sex with you?
Right.
And you're crazy.
Right.
And you're bad in bed. So you're coming in under the bar right now.
Yeah.
Because I've had titties all in my face. I've had asses.
The hand motions. Yeah. All in
I've
my
had
face.
Asses all just laying on my, like, and you're crazy.
Ass all in my face.
And cool conversation and I got to deal with your shit, and you're bad.
Yeah.
And you're bad in bed.
And you're bad in bed, too?
A lot of sorries and ouches.
Yeah, no.
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 That's nothing sexy about that.
Oochie owie, that's weird.
No. Ooh, can we
stop for a second?
We're not stopping.
Can we stop, but not without contempt.
Can we stop so I can tweet about this? Can I live tweet it?
Yeah.
Not without contempt.
But I think that's the deal breaker is the bad part.
We can definitely stop. Just I'm going to hate you for a good 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm playing this game under protest.
No way I could tell. Funny.
Because the deal breaker is the bad and bad part. Because crazy don't put off dudes.
Really?
I don't know.
Me now.
I know a lot of
guys. Okay, me now.
Yeah, I was going to say me now.
But crazy we associate with good sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
With her, it's like crazy without the benefits.
Right.
Without the exactly.
That bad in bed is a deal breaker, baby.
Also, if she's going on what God intended when he created things. I mean, can't you just apply that to all aspects of life?
Well, you got that's awfully lofty to think you know what God intended.
True.
Well, did God create the ability to run fast for fame and fortune and glory or to run away from fucking lions? You know what I mean? Like she's using her speed for something that may not have been intended by God, right?
You know what she would say to that?
But what she also
because
doing.
My speed... I can glorify him.
Oh, right.
Through the use of my speed. That's what she
Well, people
saying.
Yell about God during sex all the time.
So, if she had sex, she would know that.
Yeah, she would know that.
She would know that.
It but brings you closer to God.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have any idea how bad the sex is going to be with her from the first time? Let's say the first 5 years of marriage. It's going
to
be so bad.
Well, here's what's going to happen. She's going to have all of this. She's going to keep doing stunts like this. where she, if there's a movie about sex or something about, then she has to comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is her, that's basically her, I don't know if she blogs or whatever, but that's basically her.
Well, she tweeted. Well,
the thing is that
she has to talk about that for people to be like, oh shit, Nola Jones is still alive.
Yep.
And she's talking
because she's not running any. She's not running anywhere.
She's talking about herself a little bit.
Yeah.
Like she has a follow-up tweet after people like talk shit about her on Twitter. She said, some people medicate pain by being more and more physical to where if they're ever alone, they can't feel any peace. Talking about bondage.
I don't
bondage.
Even know what that means.
She's talking about bondage. Well, what she's saying is,
I don't even know what
that
means.
Saying, she's trying to congratulate herself for being able to be alone. Because she probably feels a little insecure about being alone. So she's like, oh, I'm at peace. And I don't have to seek out anything to fill that hole. But really, what she's doing is using Twitter and all these attention-getting things to fill that hole.
You need some dick in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just broke it on down.
Low, low. Yeah.
That's not even a question.
You need some ding-a-ling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. My not ding-a-ling.
Dick. Ding-a-ling.
My ding-a-ling.
You need a sloppy... big country ass.
It's just gonna be bad sex because anything she doesn't want to do, you can just tell her. All she has to say is, "God doesn't want me to do that," and then you just, "Hey, girl, put it in your mouth."
Well, you know what's
going to
happen?
God doesn't want me to do that. God doesn't want that. Lay on your stomach and put these pillows underneath your fucking. Raise your ass. God doesn't like it like that. Oh God, let me pull your hair. God doesn't like that. Yeah, hey, she don't want to hear this. God
Lord
doesn't want
never,
this song to be played.
God has never intended. Bitch, turn around and bend over.
Put your fucking hands on the wall.
God never
and arch
intended.
Your fucking back.
So, do you think she'll have?
And you need some dick. And you need some dick.
Through the
you
sheet.
Need some dick. And you need some dick.
Well, suppose she gets one of those brothers that like just turns it out, and you know. All that God doesn't want me to do stuff just goes out the window once she gets.
Well,
you know,
that's
you know what's gonna happen.
That's the flip side of the coin is that maybe she's the closet freak.
Yeah,
she's gonna need
and
she
runs
that.
To that song.
I think because
she's the closet freak.
Right,
and she's gonna need one of them brothers.
Yeah.
To fake like they're you know in the Lord and then you know turn around.
Well, here's what'll happen. It'll be a
sister,
lot.
Sister, it was a pleasure taking you out. Would you, can I have the company of your,
it'll be a lot of,
boom, come on, let me hear, say ho, get it,
call me bitch, call me bitch, it'll be, call me bitch, I'm your bitch. I'm your bitch.
Now three fingers.
Say I'm your daddy.
It'll be a lot of.
And the next day she'll be like, I'm not comfortable with what happened last night.
Yeah.
Can you know, the next day it'll be someone asked a question. Why do they sing? You know, it'll be a lot of that shit next
when
day.
When we raise our hands to Jesus.
It has to be a dude who.
Turnover.
What do you really mean?
You gets her in the bedroom. You can't fuck the gospel.
Grabs her around the throat.
You can't fuck the Kirk Franklin.
It just whispers in her ear.
Unless you're Kirk Franklin.
Silver and gold.
Yeah, you can.
Just grabs her around the neck and just whispers. This is what the fuck we about to do. I don't think I want to.
I like this part of this song, by the way, where they go down every shade of black woman. Hey, yellow. Hey, yellow. Hey, red.
Hey, red. That's her. Hey, red.
Yep.
Hey, red. Her, my daughter, your daughter. Hey, red. Hey, red.
Like your
daughter.
There's some girl waiting. Like,
mine is yellow.
Do I need dick too? Is he gonna say me?
God, she's fine.
Beautiful woman.
Can't see it, man. I gotta see or I gotta see more pictures. Back.
All right, you're gonna have to. Here's what you're gonna have to do since you stopped your war against Kim Kardashian on Twitter. You have
start
to
following
start
her?
Following her and only reply with YouTube links to that song. No matter what she says.
I'm gonna search her out right now.
See how long it takes to get blocked.
I'm gonna search her out right now.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, because I've gone after Kim Kardashian for a while, but her Twitter feed has gotten stupid. So
it's about babies and
can't
shit.
Can't really fuck with her anymore.
It's about her daughter.
She's a Chinese daughter.
No one gives me anything to work with.
What's their daughter named? North or something?
Northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
I was with Lindsay Lohan for a minute, but she doesn't give me anything to work with.
Who's the British
Jesus
Olympian.
Christ. Look at that. I can't think of her name, but she's gorgeous. The British Olympian. I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, my Lord.
Is that
Is that who's that?
He does that picture of Lolo Jones.
The British Olympian. British Olympian looks like Rashida. Yeah, looks a lot
like Rashida, Jones.
Looks like, yeah. It looks more like Rashida Jones. What are you talking about?
Fantastic body. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I said that so crazy.
The official Twitter.
And I just went along with it. I figured that's just what we do on this show.
That is what we do.
Okay.
Hey, on occasion. Oh, wait.
Yes,
wait,
I am.
Oh,
who is it? What's happening?
Lolo Jones in a promotional picture. Oh,
yeah, come on now.
That's tacky. Yeah. That's tacky.
So she's selling you sex. Could,
actually, that camera over there will probably see it.
She's selling sex.
She's selling sex.
She's just not having it. Yeah. You don't have to put it that close. It's focused on him.
She
can just put it in front of him.
She sells sex. So she's been selling sex. She just don't partake in sex.
She doesn't buy sex.
Yeah,
she just sells.
Let's see if some
doesn't get high off her own supply.
No,
I wonder if she
some of her tweets are ridiculous.
She ever talked about does she masturbate? She probably doesn't because God didn't create
right.
Yeah. A badass to be doing that to her.
Well, she has Twitter followers who call themselves Jane the Virgin.
There's a whole
heading out to LA for an Oscar event because clearly they want more of my movie reviews. Right. No, they don't. They want your vagina.
Exactly.
Hater group number one, Lolo is not allowed to speak about sex because she's a virgin. I agree with that.
Hater.
Put myself in that hater group.
Jessica Ennis.
Here it is. Yes.
Oh, that's the British Olympian.
Yeah. She's gorgeous. Some people medicate pain by being more and more physical to where if they're ever alone, they can't feel any peace.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
That's her.
I think you're right, Andy. I do have to go after some of these Twitter
I think she needs
some
that song.
Of these tweets.
Just keep that link for Dick in Your Life handy on your phone.
It's funny how here it is right here. It's funny how some people think there's nothing wrong with 50 Shades of Grey. God didn't create sex for that purpose. Watch another. Come on, Lolo. God created sex for any purpose you want to use sex for. Exactly. As long as it's in with between two consenting adults.
Did God create the movies? Like, you know, like you can zoom out all you want on that. Because are other movies okay? Because did God create, I mean, what about Interstellar, which suggests probably no God since they're traversing the galaxy, right? Can you see that? Did God create the ability to see that?
Oh, Jesus. But for real, Miley Cyrus rocked that performance. I can't even understand the hate.
All right. You're in the rabbit hole now.
You're going in.
You're down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Let me catch that Holy Ghost and drop on the church floor. Your name is glorious. And that's the one I'm coming back with Dick in Your Life. That's the one right there. That's it right there. She put her playlist up of church songs. Sing Out, We Will Run, Light of the World, Surrender All, Unstoppable Love, Your Name is Glorious, Nor the Love. Where's Dick in Your Life?
So she's super. Oh, I didn't realize.
I wish
she was
the dunk contest was an Olympic.
She's super religious. Yeah, that's why she's.
Oh, yeah. That's why she's a virgin.
Apparently, the rest of the track community can't stand her, though.
Yeah.
Of course not.
No. Yeah. Well, she gets shine. Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Right.
Well, didn't she get shine? And she's probably a bitch.
People who are better than her get less shine.
Yeah. They ain't as good looking as she is. Let's be honest.
Didn't she get in trouble, though? Or not in trouble. Didn't she change up? Now is she doing
bobsledding?
Bobsledding.
Yeah. She knocked out. She punched out one of the coach's daughters.
Did she?
Yeah,
she
girl was talking shit about her because she's come late to bobsledding.
Right.
Of course.
The girl was talking shit about her.
She doesn't respect
it. How dare you? You think you can do this coming from track and field and blah, blah, blah. She knocked her out.
Damn.
It's whack.
I don't think God created fists for that purpose.
He created turning the other cheek.
I had a moment of weakness. Someone asked the question. Why do we sing?
That was one of Joe Claire. That's my favorite jokes from Joe Claire. DC's own Joe Claire. One of my favorite jokes. He said, Kirk, don't be singing. He said, he'd just be standing up there. Someone asked a question.
Someone asked a question.
Asked them why they sing. They asked us why we sing. They sing because I tell them. They sing because. And I don't pay them a damn thing.
He got in trouble for porno, didn't he?
Porn
addiction?
Addicted to porn.
Well, that's when.
Not addicted to porn.
No.
He watched porn three times. Yeah, he got caught.
More than one. Yeah. I'm addicted. His wife had been a stripper. Is that what you want?
Well, yeah.
You know you used to be a stripper. Yeah, this is what I want.
That's why I married you.
Come on, Lolo. God made sex to do whatever the fuck you want to do with it.
But that's what she has
just
to say.
Just have fun with it. That's what God made
sex. She's speaking to her audience.
Exactly.
She has to say that.
Yeah. That's what God made sex for. God made sex to be done in a bedroom with the lights out, under the covers, missionary position.
Through a hole in
no
a sheet.
Kissing.
Nope.
No kissing.
No kissing. There's to be, and when it's
no pleasure.
And when it's over, You crawl off. You roll over. You don't look at each other. Don't wipe up the mess with a towel.
There
shouldn't be a mess.
And you go to sleep.
Everything should be taken care of.
There's no recharge period.
There's no.
Just go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Damn. There's you not did
gonna
it right be, the first
there's
time.
There's not going to be any. Hey, let's do it again with standing up or you laying on your stomach while I bite on your ear a little bit and choke you around the throat. None of that. None of that.
A little bondage in this movie?
None of that. It's going to be just once every other weekend.
Right.
Under the covers with the lights out.
See, I think when she gets some, she's going to be afraid.
It all depends on the guy.
It depends on the guy a lot.
It depends on the guy.
He's going to have to be super duper patient and super duper detail oriented.
Which I don't understand.
Very critical.
She's going to marry some religious dude who's going to be
a fucking... Who's not going to be...
Or he's going to be a deviant. You know, some repressed deviant.
Look here. Put your leg up. Put your leg up right here, right quick. Just put it right quick.
God's
right
not
quick.
Watching. It's Sunday.
Shit, God ain't looking at this. It's dark. Put your leg up in here
God
right quick.
God is asleep. God's playing. All
stop playing.
Sleep.
God is, he made your body for it to be shared.
Yeah.
Me as your husband, I am the sherry.
I love how you got to marry some Alabama preacher.
They the worst, though. Mm-hmm. They the worst.
Preachers and preachers' kids.
They the worst.
Biggest deviants I knew.
I don't understand how you get that religious. Every preacher's kid I knew were fucking freaks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what it is. She wasn't a preacher's kid.
The guilt worked. That's all.
That's
It
works on some people hardcore. But then she may have been. The other thing is because I was talking to that one. Super religious.
And I told you to stay away from that bitch.
Yeah. wait a minute. Which one are you talking about?
The was the one with the long hair. Who was?
Yeah, she was at
long dark hair with glasses.
No. Which one are you talking about? Okay. Well,
that was Yoga Girl. That was a Yoga Girl.
The Yoga Girl. Yeah,
you
yeah.
And another comic kind of tete-a-tete about that one. What? Remember that?
Well, who?
Why you and another comic have? I don't want to say.
Oh, I know. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So.
That was probably what I told you to say with that one.
Right. She was blonde.
Yes.
Right?
With glasses.
No. She didn't have glasses.
She dummy with the glasses?
She.
How many had, girls?
I was going to say.
Sounds bad. Yeah. It sounds horrible right
and
now.
And how many of them are freaks?
Probably about three.
No,
about
but three. She went through the phase of college. She was doing crazy shit. Yeah. So after that, then she became.
Now you want to come
now
with this
and that's
niceness?
Like so wait a minute, we didn't talk about this on the first date. You don't be. She was like, I'm celibate, and I was like,
bye, bitch, bye, Felicia. You hear what? Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia.
I didn't know that.
I'm a sensual celibate.
That's probably what Lolo did.
Do you know how much of a deal breaker that would be for me?
I think celibate would be worse than virgin because it's like virgin. You've not been there.
Yeah, you've been there.
Yeah,
you had something sex. Bitch.
That means you either had sex or you had some. You was getting down.
Exactly.
You did some dirt.
Yeah,
and then you like I never do that. It's like anytime you watch a gangster movie, it's always like I'm doing one more. I've had my fun.
Exactly.
And I'm out.
She's overcompensating.
Like you have had some fun. You did some upside down
acrobatics. I can't be a part of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of you then.
Yeah.
You got to exactly. go. You got to go.
I've had some meager.
Well, if I can't meet a man who just accepts me, then you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well,
you're right. Guess what? I'm not that man.
Not going to happen. So it's what you're going to have to do. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to trick some dude
into
liking you first.
You're like, hey, it's Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go back to freshman year.
Let's go back to 19 when I was in school.
Yeah, I got to convince you to be a freak again. No.
Yeah.
No, that I'm good enough for you to be freaky with the way DeAndre used to bend you over the car in the alley. No, I'm not going
in college.
DeAndre, can you wear a condom this time? I'm not going through all that with you.
No.
Shut up, bitch.
No. Okay.
All right. If you don't want to.
I'm believing that reformed shit.
No. I'm a reformed virgin. Are you?
Yeah, something happened.
Born again virgin.
You grew your hymen back?
Went to a cocaine coma during an orgasm. Someone wrong. You got asphyxiated too hard.
You almost died. Did y'all see this thing about Giuliani's biographer? Y'all heard what Rudy Giuliani had to say about the president, right?
I did not.
I want attention.
He said that the president doesn't love America the way you and I do.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know what that way is.
I think he's right.
The way you and I do.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. And then, like, literally the next day, people were like, hey, that's kind of fucking stupid to say. The next day, he was like, well, his first defense was, I'm not questioning his patriotism. I'm like, well, love of country is the expression of patriotism.
Well,
so
this is what you do.
You are clearly questioning his patriotism, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, you
did. Yeah, the next thing was, well, I mean, it's not racist. He was raised by a white mother and a white family, and he has white relatives, so he threw the I have black friends defense out there.
How many dudes have thrown out the lie? He doesn't love you like I do.
Yeah.
He's running for president. He's basically, he's just doing that shit now.
Yeah.
Like, well, he hasn't officially started.
He'll never love you.
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
Like I love you.
But he doesn't have a prayer of being president.
No, now it's about endorsing somebody else. This was at Scott Walker's thing. They asked Scott Walker, hey, you agree with him?
I don't want to speak for anyone.
I don't know. Oh, pussy. You just disqualified yourself. So, by not being able to say anything. So he's talking all this shit about the president. So the guy that wrote his biography was like, all right, well, let me show you how Rudy loves America.
Or how he loves, period. What his interpretation of love is.
Here we go. Here we go. Rudy knows a lot about love. This is by Wayne Barrett. He's the author of Rudy, an Investigative Biography. Here's what Rudy knows about love. Ask Regina Perugi, the second cousin he grew up with and married, who was offended when Rudy later engineered an annulment from the priest who was his best man on the grounds, strangely enough, that she was his cousin. Or ask Donna Hanover, the mother of his two children, who found out he wanted a separation when he left Gracie Mansion one morning and announced it at a televised press conference.
Yep, I lived in New York when all that happened.
Or ask Judith Nathan, his third wife, whom he started dating while still married to Hanover and New York mayor. In two SUVs, he and an entourage of 6 or 7 cops traveled 11 times to Judy's Hamptons getaway at a taxpayer cost of $3,000 per trip.
Damn.
That's a little bit.
Yeah.
That right there is love.
So then he says that Obama doesn't love America as much as him. Okay. So Giuliani claimed he would go anywhere to defend my country. Okay. That's a statement. He would go anywhere
to defend
his country. Uh-oh. The one-time presidential candidate also revealed at the party that Obama doesn't love America, an echo of a speech he delivered to Delirious Cheers in Arizona a week earlier, when he declared, I would go anywhere, any place, anytime, and I wouldn't give a damn what the president of the United States said to defend my country. That's a patriot, meaning I'm a patriot. That's a man who loves his people. That's a man who fights for his people, unlike our president. Rudy may have forgotten the half dozen deferments he won ducking the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
Even getting the federal judge he was clerking for to write a letter creating a special exemption for him. Remember Bernie Kerik? He's he's Giuliani police commissioner, business partner, and sidekick whose nomination as Homeland Secretary nearly preceded indictments. He then went to prison. In fact, Giuliani comes from a long line of cowards and felons, unlike President Obama.
He loves too much, man.
Giuliani went so far as to rebuke the president for not being brought up by the way you were and the way I was, brought up through love of country. A bow, no doubt, to the parenting prowess of Harold Giuliani, who did time in Sing Sing, this is his dad, for holding up a Harlem milkman and was the bat-wielding enforcer for the loan sharking operation run out of a Brooklyn bar owned by Rudy's uncle. Rudy cited Harold throughout his public life as his model without revealing any of his history. Imagine if Barack Obama had a father who was a criminal. Right. It's bad enough if Barack's father was a Kenyan.
Kind of a crime.
Yeah.
Being from Kenya is basically being
He and five of Rudy's uncles found ways to avoid service in World War II. Harold, whose robbery conviction was in the name of an alias, made sure the draft board knew he was a felon. On the other hand, Obama's grandfather and uncle served. His uncle had helped liberate Buchenwald, which apparently affected him so deeply he stayed in a family attic for 6 months when he returned home. This guy's a piece of shit, man. This guy is a piece of shit.
Do people have the, like, you know how obituaries are pre-written? Do people just have the Rudy Giuliani is a piece of shit article just waiting? Just he's going to say some shit. Let's just have it written. And then the next day they have 1,000 words already researched on the guy.
Yeah. For this guy, it was easy. He had all the information.
Right.
In notebooks, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, see, unfortunately, though, when he does, you know, music or whatever, first you're going to hear that, you know, he was America's mayor during the 9/11 days when basically he did what he was fucking supposed to do.
Right. His job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. His job.
Made some speeches.
Yeah.
He talked.
Yeah.
But before that, people thought he was a piece of shit.
Right.
That repaired his image.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he rode that wave. And only now people are starting to say, wait, wasn't he always a piece of shit?
Exactly.
Like, but even in like the mid-late 90s when he was cleaning up New York, I mean, he does have that going for him, I guess. People still said, no, he didn't clean up New York. He just locked more people up who didn't do anything.
Basically, because I lived in New York in the 90s. Basically, all the homeless people that were in Manhattan, he just kind of moved them out of the way.
Yeah.
Just kind of shoved them off.
Just relocated
Yeah,
them.
Exactly.
You were relocating to a different bench.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one in Long Island somewhere. Yeah, I don't, I mean, I lived in New York, but I didn't live there under Giuliani, but this was 04 to 08, and people, New Yorkers were like, yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Right.
Don't believe all that hype about 9/11. And they were there. Like, they didn't worship him the way the rest of the country did, because they didn't have to live under him.
Right. Well, he did that thing of where he called himself cleaning up New York. He could have included the communities into it,
mm-hmm.
but he specifically went after one community with the
black
community.
The blacks.
And... you know, he shit all over them. When he could have brought them into this thing of, we're cleaning up New York. This is not against you. It's against all of us.
Right.
And we're going. And this is the thing New Yorkers love to say, is that we're all New Yorkers and we're all in this together. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not. Some of you are in one camp and some of you are in another camp. And many of you look down on one particular camp.
Yep.
You know.
But what he's doing now is, I mean, I told you, when Sarah Palin... after the 08 election, when she would start making these crazier and crazier claims in these speeches, you would see the look on her face when they would like erupt in cheers. It's the look that a new comic gets when he gets his first big laugh. It's like a quick moment of surprise, like, oh, and then euphoria. And it's like, I got to get more of those.
Right.
So I got to throw out more of these statements, and I think he's feeling that now, where he's like, "Holy shit, man! They're loving the shit out of
it.
Yeah. Is this what you guys want all along?"
Yeah,
and so he's giving it to him because he gets that gratitude back from them. He gets huge cheers and makes probably what, six figures a speech
easily.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, he's pulling it
easily. The problem for me is that the Republican Party once again has nothing to say about it. Like, this guy's out of his fucking mind. They refuse to do that. For them, he's fine. You know, he's fine because he says something and he speaks to a constituency that they want spoken to, and he says things that they want said.
He doesn't love like I do.
Yeah.
That's what he said to
things,
all women.
Things that they believe. That's how I said that from the beginning when the Bertha thing started. That heads of the Republican Party should have stood up and said, these people are out of their fucking minds.
Well, they did the Scott Walker thing. Like, well, yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about this. They just kind of either doubled down or just completely distanced themselves.
That was the stupidest fucking thing. I mean, like, I think John Stewart pointed this out, speaking of John Stewart, like, basically, you would have had to have somebody that was so planning so deliberately that they would have had to plant an article in the newspaper, you know, however many years ago Barack Obama was born.
A birth announcement.
Yeah. Because we know he's going to be president someday.
Yeah, so we're going to name him Barack. That was a joke. I was like, so we're going to name him Barack Obama.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hussein Obama.
Yeah, because that'll be easy. That'll be easy to get elected in the United States of America.
Yeah.
You know, Marshall Warfield has a long thread going today about a religious test for being president. There's no religious test for being president. And I said, unless you profess
Muslim
as a Christian, you ain't being president of this country.
Nope.
because people still don't believe that he's a Christian. That's what they asked Scott Walker that too. Hey, I don't know if he's a Christian. I'm like, well, yeah, you do know because he said he was.
Right.
That's not enough.
Well, he's a Christian in convenient times. He spent 20 years in Jeremiah Wright's church.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so he's a Christian for those?
Well, they're not Christians. So
or was he just Christian for like a couple hours on a Sunday?
Yeah, well, they're not Christian. Jeremiah Wright's church is not Christian. Not to them.
Well, it's not Muslim.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's not Muslim, but it almost is. It's as close to Muslim as you can get without being Muslim. Exactly. Say it like that.
Right.
Muslim light.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those damn niggers, you know.
It's just that. He throws out something that makes the suspicious people perk up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he doesn't love you. I'm not saying nothing. There's nothing specific here. He just doesn't quite, just something about him. He doesn't love you, right? It's just something about him, right? And people are like, yeah, I've always thought there was something about that guy.
It's kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, he's always been a little bit different from me.
Exactly.
You know, this guy Jonathan Capehart put up a video. Now they're doing this on Facebook or the Washington Post website now. They're trying to figure out ways to stay relevant. So, shout out to Lahe Azade, who was on Bill Maher. She's writing for the Washington Post.
She was on the podcast once.
Yeah, she has been on the podcast once.
Yeah.
Jonathan Capehart put a video. Yeah, we'll have her on one time.
Yeah, we can have her on again, though. She's not doing Bill Maher.
You got flirty with her? You don't remember being flirty with her?
On the show? Flirty on the show?
Yeah, you get flirty with every girl we bring on.
Yeah, I am.
Except for Liz. I don't think you got flirty with Liz. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Liz looks like a child.
Sheesh. She's a grown woman.
She is a grown woman.
She's like
she just
30.
Looks like a child.
No, she's got some curves. She's a comic.
Yeah.
I don't think flirting works with Liz.
I don't really I don't flirt with her.
Dude, she'll tell you. She'll say, dude, to you. Dude.
Yeah. That door's not open.
Right.
It'd be like flirting with Lolo Jones.
Yeah, oh, God. Can you imagine trying to get your flirt on with Lolo Jones?
She'd probably flirt to death.
Yeah.
You're...
walking you now. Balls. Now you're walking around with a rock hard dick. Yeah. Wonder why?
No, you just fine.
Rock hard
just
dick.
Find somebody else.
And $80 less in your wallet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was the worst flirtation I've ever had.
Where's my money?
I got to stop doing all this flirting.
Let's talk about this Las Vegas mom in this road rage incident.
Really?
When you first heard the story, it was a Las Vegas mom. She was arguing with somebody, and the guy shot her.
Got pulled up at her house.
Wow.
And shot her.
Yeah.
And drove away. And that was like, we're looking for a fucking road rage guy. He cut her off in traffic. They exchanged some kind of words. And then he disappeared. And then he must have followed her somehow. That was the story. And then she pulled up at her house. And he shot her.
Yeah. So you're like, wow, that's fucking horrific.
Holy shit, man.
So she was shot in the head outside her home in Las Vegas cul-de-sac shortly before midnight Thursday after confrontations began. Then when she was giving her 15-year-old daughter an after-hours driver's lesson, which is weird on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
But okay. And the girl honked at a driver she felt was speeding.
That was the 15-year-old honk. I think they were on their way home.
Yeah.
And the 15-year-old, I think, reached over and honked. I don't think she was driving at that point. I'm not even sure. But yeah, this guy sped up next to them and a horn was honked.
These
basically.
Facts haven't changed, but the fatal shooting turned out to be a two-way shootout.
Oh.
Provoked by an encounter with unidentified assailants. After Tammy Myers had her daughter rouse her older son, Brandon, who grabbed his gun and joined her hunt for the driver.
All right, now speaking of Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
Go rouse your brother and tell him to get the gun.
Get the guns.
No one, if you're being roused, you better have a gun if you're being roused.
Yeah.
No one rouses people without guns. Like, oh, yeah, rouse your brother and tell him to bring me a pillow. Yeah. No one says that.
No.
I guarantee the gun was brandished, I'm sure.
Oh, there was some brandishing going on.
Now, here's the cop.
There was some brandishing going on.
Here's a police lieutenant, Ray Stiver. I would never say that anybody went looking for trouble. I would.
Yeah.
She pulled up at her house.
You'd think that statement would end with, I would never say anybody went looking for trouble, but this woman surely did. That's
before
not how
today.
The statement ended. It was, I would never say anybody went looking
she
for trouble.
She pulls up at her house. She tells her daughter, go rouse your brother. Tell him to get the gun. And then they get back on the road looking for the guy. That's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
What, are you going to scold him? You're going to pull up and say, hey, don't cut people off.
Exactly.
And then drive away.
So then they quoting the lieutenant, it's our job to ensure that everyone is safe, regardless of what our personal opinions are on a certain person's actions.
They got the gun.
They weren't criminal, and I'll leave it at that. It seems like a slightly criminal action.
Yeah,
if they're hunting someone down with a gun.
They know some criminals.
You hunt people.
They know three criminals.
and they called him probably. Hey, what would you do? Hey, I wouldn't have that disrespect.
The family spoke at a vigil Tuesday night next to a junior high parking lot where Crystal Myers got her driver's lessons. She didn't deserve this, said Brandon Myers, 22. I did what I had to do to protect my family. The shit was over.
Yeah.
You could have just pulled up in the garage and
closed the door and went in the house and went to bed. Yeah. Everyone can think what they think. Yeah, I think your family's out of their fucking minds.
Yeah.
That's what
once
I think.
She got roused, though.
Yeah. I did it for a reason. Because they roused you.
Well, because you were getting shot at.
And I do it for anyone I love.
What happened was.
Well, don't love me, man.
Yeah.
They went looking for
get me
this
killed,
car.
Dog.
They were looking for the car, and they were driving around the neighborhood for like 10, 15 minutes. And then they pulled back up at their house. And then this car, who had apparently seen them looking or something, was behind them. He pulled up next to them. And then the story still is, then he started shooting into the car. And then the son, who got roused, shot back. But we don't really know who shot first. But the son is like, no, he started shooting, and I was just shooting back to defend my mother. And the mother, who was sitting, in the back seat at this point, was killed. She was shot like 3 or 4 times.
Damn.
Here's what happens when she gets home, the lieutenant. Mrs. Myers is scared, but she's upset. Yeah, well, okay. See, right here, it says Mrs. Myers is scared. That's when you go in the house, you make a phone call
she's
to the
police.
She's
afraid and angry.
Right.
And then it ends.
Yeah.
But she's upset. So she's not scared. She's mad.
She's, yeah.
She's not scared. She's mad.
When you get ready to kill somebody, you get a little scared.
Yeah.
She tells her daughter to go wake up her son, 22, to wake him and have him come outside and get in the car with her so later they can find out who frightened them and her daughter out on the roadway. They left the house in search of that person.
We gonna go drive again. If somebody pops some shit off, you kill them motherfuckers. Shit. You want them Jordans? You gonna go kill these motherfuckers with me and your sister. Come on, shit.
They found
a gray or silver 4-door sedan matching the description of the car in early for confrontation. She followed the suspect vehicle.
Uh-huh.
She's the suspect.
So that guy's getting followed now. So that guy's like, this car is following me.
Then they broke apart and drove home. Then the vehicle came into their cul-de-sac. They didn't break apart. He shook them and then got behind them. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a volley of rounds fired from that vehicle.
We don't know who shot first.
Brandon Myers returned fire. When the firing was done, he found that his mother had been struck by gunfire. The suspect vehicle then backed out and sped away. Hmm. That's what happened. Tammy is a victim. She's the dumbest fucking victim I've ever heard.
You sound like Bonnie and fucking Clyde.
Yeah. She's the dumbest fucking victim I've ever heard.
You're supposed to dodge. You're in the back seat. You're supposed to move around. You can't stay in one spot. So you get hit 3 times.
Somebody cut me off. I might, honk.
You honk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honk.
Look, I've been
cut on Rick Ross.
I've been roused.
You know?
I've been roused 6 or 7 times. No one's ever died when I got roused.
Right. Well, that's because you ain't brandishing.
The father said the son was a hero. He's a hero.
For shooting back. Right.
Damn.
Well, he had no choice.
The hero would have said, Mom, get your ass in this house. Going out
here. Aren't you trying to live out some goofy set it off fantasy? Do you have a girlfriend that we don't know about? Sit your ass down.
Hey, Mom, after we get this guy, can we rob a bank?
Were they listening to In Vogue on the way to the... Where you gonna be?
We're listening to that music from Boys in the Hood. That drive music. There they go, eating wings. There they go.
That fucking saxophone comes in.
God. I want to be sorry that this woman's dead, but we've all had that experience with the road rage.
Yeah.
You know?
We've got to let it go.
We've been on both ends of it. I pulled up and parked one day. When I was working over in Boston, I pulled in.
Let me out.
And I backed in because, in Boston, you got to park in the mall or park in the little neighborhood. I parked in the neighborhood and parked on the street.
Let me out.
I just pulled in to park.
That's it right there. Oh, gosh.
So I pull in the park, and this music started.
Shit. Yep.
And this white lady pulls up next to me and just starts yelling at me.
Bitch.
She had a baby in the car, and she's yelling at me.
Baby was fucking flipping
you
off.
You
shit.
Stopped. You didn't put blinker on. You didn't know you didn't stop.
mommy nigga.
I was like, bitch, I could have a gun in this car and be shooting the shit out your car right now. I'm shouting this out the window.
She had a sheet on.
You said that
she didn't
to her?
Even have.
Oh, yeah.
She had a sheet on with a.
I was so mad.
What did she say? Did she say anything bad?
Nothing. She was just yakking, yicking.
Oh, then
yakking.
Shoot me then. Shoot me. See what
shoot me. Shoot me. She had a, she had a Target me. Shirt on. Yeah. She had a shirt with a big Target on it.
I dare you. Shoot me.
Brandish your weapon. Yeah,
brandish that motherfucker. You fucking.
I got out the
black.
Car and started walking.
You little dick.
Little baby's like, you ain't brandish your shit.
Jesus, motherfucking
my head down. I was like, I was so
Mommy's
mad.
Mommy's a bitch.
I was dressed to work at E-Trade, so I wouldn't even dress for the shit.
You wasn't ready.
You wasn't black enough.
Nope.
You didn't feel black enough.
Nope, she didn't feel threatened.
Damn.
She didn't feel threatened.
She said, you have an Argyle. I'm
that,
safe.
That shit, that music could have started. My hoodie could have went up. Yep. That shit could have ended completely different. What, bitch? Kaya, Kaya, Kaya.
Damn.
And then there's a slow shot of me driving away.
Yep.
And that's 6'4".
Cut to the next morning.
As you turn left. You
then I just went cut to a shot of her husband.
Her husband
crying.
Talking to Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Her husband swinging.
Her husband
wildly.
Punching air.
Punching air. Yeah.
Punching air. I told her not to be like that. I told her.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. His black girlfriend, like, you gonna stop punching so we can fuck? I need some dick.
Had a tantrum and got the ass.
Damn. That's one that's fun so part sad. About being a big dude, because, like, I've gotten into some incidents where, like, somebody will be yelling at me in the car and so on, and then I'll get out, and all of a sudden they'll be like,
then this music starts.
Yeah,
this,
starts.
Out, this music starts.
Like, I'm going to rethink this shit real quick.
Never mind.
Music starts. They're like,
meant,
no.
I meant no harm. I got upset. I may have
let's talk
said
about
a few
it.
Things.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk this through,
you want some cake?
Sir.
You look like you like cake. You want some cake?
You in the cake, right? You all about some cake, huh?
I got a shit cake in the back. You want some cake?
Because I had that happen to me not too long ago. Not quite to that extreme, but like... one of those parking lots in Adams Morgan that, like, you know, basically, if you don't have a mini car, you're not really going to get in too comfortably.
Right.
So the dude parked so close, I couldn't even get in my car. And I happened to just come around the same time. And I was like, you know, from a distance, like, hey, man, give me some room. And first he turned around like he was going to give me some bass. And then all of a sudden he saw me, he's like, ah.
Wow.
I mean, let's work this out.
That is a good point. That is good. You make a fine. I don't say anything when I'm in those situations, because it's usually parking.
Right.
Or I never say anything. I just give them a look.
Yeah. I had a stare down in the parking lot with a guy. I was going the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how cars, you go in this way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he came in the wrong way.
Of course.
And we stopped facing each other.
Right.
This was over at the movie theater at the Regal over in Alexandria.
Oh, yeah.
16. And it was me and my wife, and we were just sitting there. My wife was like, back up. I said, I never took my eyes off my son. I'm not backing up.
He's going to back up.
I just stared at him.
I don't say anything.
I'm not backing up. I just stared at him.
Just look at him. Yeah, you just look at him.
My wife was like, just back up. I was like, I'm not giving ground.
No,
I'm not giving ground. Put this lotion on her. And watch how black people handle something.
Exactly. Was it a black guy? Grease your hair.
No,
right,
he was white.
He was a white guy.
I said, watch how black people handle something. I said, I'm not backing
not
up.
I'm saying nothing to him. I'm not doing the goofy, like, I'm not doing the passive aggressive hand
thing. I just,
go back.
I just stared at him.
Just don't look at him.
No, here's what you do. You let him park, and then after he's gone, you put a note on his car.
Yeah.
Sir.
Saw you. You had on a black shirt.
Sir.
You his parked erratically.
I'll tell you what happened yesterday.
Uh-oh.
During the snow.
The snow. Oh, shit.
I went over to the new shopper.
You're going
to
get some notes on your car
Safeway.
During the snow.
I pulled in.
Uh-oh.
There's no parking. It's not a lot of parking in there because they got that one level at that new shopper's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's not a lot of parking.
Wait a minute.
Is it Shopper's
or
Safeway?
Safeway?
What is it?
Which
Safeway.
One? What's the new one?
The new one.
Okay, yeah.
The one that Haywood did the
Safeway.
Wiring for.
The fire alarm goes off every 10 minutes at that place.
Yeah, damn it, Haywood.
I've been there twice when the fire alarm has gone off.
Damn. What happens? Is it locked down?
It's just all false alarms. One time they evacuated us, and we were in line. We had like a full fucking cart full of shit, and they were like, you guys going to come out? And the fire truck came, and then they were like, oh, it's just something with a pipe. Don't worry. And then they let us back in. And the second time, they just said, keep shopping. This happens all the time. And then the other night, I was, because it's right across the street from me, basically.
Yeah.
I was at home and I heard the fucking alarm going off. I was like, oh, must be another routine.
See, let me ask you a question. Do you smell anything? No? Keep shopping.
Keep shopping. Don't worry about it.
So I pull in and there's all these cars and I'm like, all right, I see this woman putting groceries in her car. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, well, she's going to close up her hatch, get in her car and pull out. So I'll just sit and wait. So I'm sitting there.
Oh, God.
She puts her groceries in, closes the hatch, turns around, takes the cart, and starts going back. And I'm like, oh, she's going to put the cart up.
Right, that's what I do.
I can wait.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there. About 2 minutes goes by. She doesn't come back. The car behind me pulls out. It goes the other way. I'm like, well, fuck it. I'll just park in this spot.
Right.
Good thing. I pull in. I walk inside the entrance. She's standing there fucking texting.
Oh, right.
I'm like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah. She didn't.
You saw me.
She didn't see you.
She saw me, man.
She didn't see you.
She saw me.
Don't do it.
Have you been over there?
Don't do it.
Have you been to that fucking...
Here's what you're doing. Here's what you did. Because that's what I would do. And because I have a temper... I have to stop assuming.
No way she didn't see me.
I don't assume that anybody sees what I'm doing, knows
no
what
way
I want.
She didn't see what I was doing.
And she didn't see
you. I was 4 feet away from her with the blinker on.
I assume they do not
There's
see
no
you.
Way.
You tell yourself the story that will keep you from cussing
her. Yes. Because if not, then I would be
I saw her
irate
as I walked in.
As
almost
I walked
pushed
by.
Her down. I almost walked up to her, pushed her down, and went up the stairs.
What if it was
I
an important text? That. What if she got a text like, your mother's hurt?
Here's the thing.
You know?
Okay, you can walk and text at the same time.
Not if it's an emergency.
Just walk out texting, and just be coming in my direction. And I'll be like, oh, it must be moderately important. No. She's just standing there texting. And here's how I know it wasn't important, because she didn't move with any urgency. No. She was just looking at the shit, just... Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just people in general.
One thumb texting.
She's trying to get the little victory.
Here's another angle to this, and I hate to say it, but I've noticed that a lot of times women don't pay that much attention to their surroundings.
Huh?
Is it just me?
No, huh? that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do a joke about it, like being at the being at the mall...
Right.
When you're in a store and you're walking out with your with a woman, they don't go. They just walk straight out.
Yeah.
They don't look. Somebody might be walking towards right at that moment, which is what usually is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't remember who I was dating at the time, but I was like, can we go when we walk out? Can we go like closer to the store so that whoever's walking can kind of, they have time to react to us.
Right.
Because if you just walk out, like I've almost walked into, it's always women, and it's always a group of women. It's usually a mom.
The world is
and a
mine.
Grandmother. And,
I can
or
tell
a mom
you why you do that, though.
And a why they, we always, I always
I
pay
tell
attention.
You, I can tell you why.
Because I'm a guy and I'm black.
Because you're a guy and you're black and you're worried about being a racist.
I'm always worried about... I do a joke about that. I'm always worried about being creepy to people.
Yeah, you're worried about
I'm always worried about being...
It ain't creepy. Want to be a suspect.
I'm always worried about scaring white people.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm always paying attention to where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I'm always
worried about that.
That's why we get so mad when they don't notice us.
I'm so fucking mad. That
black
bitch saw
men,
me.
She didn't see you, man.
I'm like, just
black men.
Wave me off. Wave me
black,
off. Or just do like
black
this. I'll be right back.
And white women. Yes.
Yeah. I do that shit all
notice
the time.
Notice that I'm that.
I do that shit all the time. I'm like, I'll wave people
they
over. Come
don't
over here.
Notice.
Pulling out right here.
They
come
don't notice.
Here.
They don't.
Also,
they don't notice. That's why I'm saying she didn't know.
There's Asian also the thing about coming out of the store where
she was Asian.
Men who bump into each other. Sometimes that can escalate.
That bitch did. She saw you.
She saw you.
See, I thought she was white.
No, Asian.
Oh, that bitch did that.
She was texting about you. You were the subject of her text conversation.
Yeah,
this motherfucker still
black bald motherfucker in the car.
I think this rapist wants parking.
Waiting in the car for me.
Waiting.
One thumb text. You fucking. Almost pushed her down. I'm trying to tell you.
She knew. Asian. She knew.
I'm sitting there looking.
She knew.
I was like. I was looking around. Minority? I was looking at my phone. Then she saw walking by. I was like, oh, she's going to
you're a minority. You supposed to know your surroundings. You can
walk right by me. I'm like, she's going to put the
pull card out your notepad and write a note. Yeah. Just, ma'am.
I don't even wait on people. I ask them, are you leaving, right? When are you leaving? You leaving. or I do the you heading out.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
they just. People don't know this yeah. shit. Their surroundings. Right. They don't know what's going right. on around them.
It's just a disregard of others that bothers me.
They just don't. They don't pay attention.
Narcissistic view, and it's this fucking phone, man.
They don't pay attention.
I gotta check my email. Somebody yeah. might be emailing. No one's emailing you.
I'm exactly. always looking at my phone.
No one's emailing you.
I'm either looking at my phone, and I'm like, and I do the.
No one's yeah. emailing you.
Is there somebody waiting on me to do something right
your
now?
Facebook. No one is. Posting on any of your fucking kids' video, no one cares about you.
Nobody right. liked your new.
We're all guilty comment. Of that.
Yeah. We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely.
Even am. Though I try to be sensitive. To, so do like I. If I'm in a parking lot.
So do know? I.
Yeah.
I try to be. If I'm out to dinner with people, like we went out to dinner one time, and I really tried to curb myself. When I'm talking to comics and I'm in a conversation, I try to make sure it stays in my pocket.
Yeah, that's
you
different.
Know, unless I'm Andy Klein and I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
I got a phone call.
I got a call. I gotta go. I gotta answer this text. I'll be right back. And they just wander off. But I've tried to make it a point to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, try to touch it when I'm driving. Try to make it a point to do that. You know.
But if a nice ass comes up on Instagram. During the podcast.
Yeah, that's different. Well, during the podcast, I'd like to post things that, hey, we're talking about some such thing or something like that while we're doing the podcast.
Right. Yeah, well, that's the danger of the Instagram.
I'm just straight up looking at pictures.
I don't follow anyone on Instagram because I'll get lost in it. I literally have zero people that I follow.
Oh, I follow people. I follow porn stars. I follow all kinds of people.
Follow Lolo Jones. All
right, we're an hour and a half.
I am now. We're an hour and a half?
Yep.
Do you want to do the celebrity Photoshop? See if they're still beautiful.
I don't know. We want to save that for next week.
Save it.
That could take a while.
It's going like, and it's pictures. Going
it's
to be
rabbit, it's a
pictures.
Rabbit hole. It's hilarious.
Some of
Mila Kunis is actually still cute.
Yeah,
her titties are gigantic. I'm like, oh.
Someone Photoshop celebrities with more weight on them.
Yeah, but that right there, she could get it.
Yeah,
she still got that same face.
She'd get a brother in the club.
Gigantic titties, but Rita Ora, she ain't getting nothing.
Well, that looks fake. They didn't even try on that one. Some of these they didn't try.
And Kim Kardashian just looks like what she's going to be.
Right.
So it doesn't really.
It's like, here it comes.
Yeah. This is what you're going to get. You know.
But look at my ass still.
Yeah. Well, I will. It's fucking four axe handles wide. I got to go to old school with that. Axe handles. Four axe handles wide. Listen, people, we had a great time today on the podcast with Mr. Jeff Hughes sitting in. You want to give him some of your stuff? We got that show tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is Thursday.
That's right. Tomorrow night, February 27th at 10 p.m., we will be at the D.C. Arts Center. We're doing a special diversity Buddhist show. We're going to have Asian Moms, which is a bunch of improvisers that do scenes based on growing up with Asian moms.
Imagine all the parking lot mishaps prior to that show.
Exactly.
All the dudes waiting like, oh, she's in there improvising? I thought she was coming out to move her car.
She's coming out to move her car. With
long form? God damn it.
God damn.
Sabado Bacante, which is going to improvise telenovela right before your very eyes. And then a couple of us of color, we've got two people from Baltimore and D.C. are going to improvise. Our special guest is Lawrence Gilliard Jr., who was on The Wire and The Walking Dead and was the kid in Waterboy. And our host will be Mr. Randolph Terrence himself.
I will be there.
And we, as of right now I'm talking, we still have tickets, but they are going quickly. So if you are interested in tickets, you can go on Eventbrite, or you can look on my Facebook page, Jeff's Happy Buddha Show page on Facebook. And we hope to see you there.
Right?
10 o'clock at
show.
The DC Arts Center, right in the heart of Adams Morgan.
DCAC.
All right.
And we do want to thank you for sitting in with us. We had a good time with
hey,
you.
Hey, man.
You
it was a good
never
time.
Know how it's going to go when we bring somebody in.
New
but
people.
When you bring an adult in, both conversation.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I should be crying now based on tomorrow's conversation.
On the 6th, I am at, well, tomorrow night, I am, as Jeff said, I'm hosting his show. And then on the 6th, which I'm guessing is next weekend, I am Friday night, I'm at Eastern Maryland at the Avalon Theater. Come out, check that out. On the 7th, I'm at a country club. You're not going. But I'm working. So there you go. Andy?
March 5th through 8th, I am at Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio. Come see me in Bent Washburn there. I have a show in April at New Deal Cafe in Maryland. Look on my website for that. And then in May 9th, I'll be at the Avalon Theater for the comedy show there. I don't know who I'm bringing as my opener yet.
Probably talk to somebody at the Avalon Theater, try to get that put together for myself. And just check out my website. I'll have some upcoming shows soon that I haven't posted yet.
Also, something was in my head and it popped right back out.
Three Guys On show?
Three Guys On live show?
No, hit us with your emails. Oh, and there will be more Three Guys On live shows as we've started to discuss. So hit us with the emails and we'll be coming back with you guys.
Yeah, we don't get to all of the texts or the tweets. I know Triple E sent us the thing about Marilyn Monroe not really being size 16. We'll get to some.
Sizes have changed.
Right. I tried saying that last week, yeah.
Yeah. So thanks, guys. And as always, we do it for you guys. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
And sitting in today, we had
Jeff Hughes, the Happy Buddha.
And we had Three Guys On, plus one. So we're four. And we're out.
You know that feeling when you know you finna bone for the first time. I'm hoping that she won't notice it's my first time. I'm hoping that my shit is big enough to fuck with. And most of all, I'm praying God don't let me bust quick. I'm watching pornos trying to see just how to stroke, right? Practice putting condoms on, how it go, right? I'm in a crib now, nigga, palm sweating. With a pocket full of rubbers and an erection. That's when my hands start touching and her face start blushing. And a nigga roll over on top. And then she get my pants unbuckled and her hands start rubbing on me. Ooh, girl, don't stop. It's time for action. Pull out the condoms real smooth, yeah, just how I practice. But right before I put it in, she flinched and grabbed it and said, I wanna get something off my mental. I can tell you a pro, but baby, be gentle. Cause I ain't ever did this before, no. And I ain't ever did this before.